The wavy line in this graph represents the calibration curve, the actual relationship between radiocarbon years and calendar years based on dates of trees. One can draw a line from the actual measured age on the y-axis to a point on the calibration curve, then down to calendar years on the x-axis. This gives the correct age in calendar years. The corrected date is known as the calibrated date and gives a more accurate age estimate for the sample. So if your sample came back with a date of 6510 BP, you could trace a line across the y-axis to the curve and then down to the x-axis. In this case, the calibrated date would be in the range of 5465 to 5345 BC. Of course, this is done with computer programs rather than tracing lines on a graph, but this illustrates the process. The calibration works very well where there is a linear relationship between radiocarbon age and calendar age, resulting in a steep curve. At points where the relationship is less linear, the calibrated age range will be wider, that is, less precise. Here is an actual printout of a radiocarbon date I received for a sample of wood charcoal from a prehistoric mound site in Georgia. It was run by Beta Analytic, a company in Miami that is one of the standard providers for radiocarbon dating services. Note the radiocarbon age. Note also the two calibrated dates. The broader range is two standard deviations. This means we can say there is 95% chance that sample dates to this range. The second, narrower range is with one standard deviation. We can say that there is a 68% probability that it dates to this range.